The book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 holds one of my all-time favorite Bible passages. But we proved to be gentle among you as a nursing mother tenderly cares for her own children. Having such a fond affection for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but our very lives as well, because you had become so dear to us. Give of yourself. Give your one and only life to your volunteers. Take people to lunch. Talk purposefully and relate to them every single week they serve. Now, this may sound like a basic advice that you're like, okay, whatever, this is like simple. Who wouldn't do that? But I gotta tell you, common sense is often not so common. People want to be loved. When people volunteer, they're inevitably giving something up. Though it's probably not a very good trade if someone decides to serve in our area, wanna know what I tell them? I say, hey, guess what? You get a relationship with me and my staff. I know that's not that much, but we try to make serving with our team being a part of a family. As you've often heard, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I think this is very true. We host quarterly children's ministry volunteer dinners in homes where families can fellowship with like out 100 children needing help with the craft or something. Spouses meet, conversations ensue, connections are made. Unbreakable bonds between volunteers and staff people occur. We hold these gatherings on a Friday and a Saturday night once a quarter. Now, if somebody couldn't come on a Friday, maybe they could come on a Saturday. And we make the same food for both nights, right? We want to keep it simple. We want to make it fun, but we want to make it relational. We provide people with an opportunity for the staff and relationships and volunteers and everybody to come together to connect with each other. It has been, I tell you, one of the single greatest investments of retention in our long-term relational strategy. Be a relational leader. Connect with people and connect to people. Relationships in your ministry matter.